What's going on, good people? It's your boy Tyson. Y'all already know what this is. GDM Radio, real people, real issues, real talk. So let's talk about it. Today I'm touching on gun violence in America and the new laws and legislations and bills that are being looked at right now to this at this day about gun purchasing and what people need to do or what people need to have in order to purchase guns, which, in my opinion, is really irresponsible. For example, now you have to be 21 to purchase an automatic weapon. Listen, in my opinion, a fucking firearm is not a pack of cigarettes. It's not alcohol. You understand what I'm saying? Alcohol, you could die from alcohol poisoning, things of that nature, but a gun can kill someone. It can kill. It's a machine that is built for the purpose of killing and or stopping someone or something. So when you tell me that because I'm over the age of 21, I can buy an AK-47, I think that's irresponsible because, again, I don't feel like civilians need to be walking around with automatic weapons. I don't think that they are toys. I don't think they are collectibles. I don't think that it's something that you should be putting on your wall and displaying or walking around the street and displaying. Like, I was watching a post on TikTok, I believe, and there was a gentleman, I guess his name is Two Gun Something. He had a 9mm on his chest and one concealed and a trunk full of loaded weapons driving around the street. And mind you, he had his paperwork for it, but why are you driving around with all of these weapons on you? Again, I don't feel like you need to be out here with these weapons. You're not a vigilante. You're not stopping anybody from committing any crimes. You're doing this for no reason. There's no reason for anybody to be driving around with a trunk full of automatic loaded weapons and two weapons on him. The police stopped him. They checked his paperwork. He had his federal firearm license and things of that nature. But still in all, why? The question is why? Why? What is the purpose? These laws that they're making right now, you have to be 21 to buy automatic weapons. You can't buy a weapon if you are convicted of domestic abuse under the state laws. Things like that, I understand. I understand, but then I don't. Nobody, no civilian should be walking around with a weapon. I'm sorry. No. The boyfriend loophole, all of that. They're working to curb that. And all of this is being done in order to protect people's Second Amendment right, which, again, I feel like the Second Amendment needs to be revised. Nobody should be walking around with firearms. Nobody should be walking around with automatic weapons because, and at the end of the day, if a person has a mental health issue, they're not going to walk around and say they have a mental health issue. You're not going to do a background check and see that this person has a mental issue or not. People do not like to admit the fact that they need therapy. People don't like to admit the fact that they have something wrong with them. So at the end of the day, how do you know? Just because you do a background check and nothing pops up, that doesn't mean that there's nothing wrong. We need to do better with these gun laws. I'm sorry. The Second Amendment needs to be revised. Because one person can be fine one day and then snap the next. You just never know. You just never know. So in order for us, if there's to be any gun laws, they need to be severely strict. Severely strict. And to touch on another issue amongst our black people, we need interventions. Gun violence interventions. We need people out on the street talking to these brothers that's standing out here on these corners. Because 9 times out of 10, it's these brothers that's out here with these firearms. They get mad because somebody did something to disrespect them. And instead of fighting, they pull out a gun and they want to start shooting. They want to kill automatically. We need to figure out a way how we can fix this problem. Get our young brothers off the street. Get them into jobs. Get them to prevent each other from killing each other. We need to do something. We need to do something. Between therapy and getting work and making time for people, we need help out here. These young brothers need help because, like I said, they be standing on the corners and one thing can lead to another. A young brother can walk inside his house and get a fucking AR-15 out of his closet and come out and spray up a whole block while our kids are playing out on the street and one of our kids catch a stray bullet because this man was mad at this man because he said something wrong. Again, there's 393 million weapons in circulation in the U.S. right now. Any and everybody has a gun. And any and everybody can have a short fuse. But that's just me. I'm not taking up too much of y'all time. If you get a chance, look at these gun laws. Listen to the bill that's being passed. Tell me what you think. Again, if you haven't seen RIP t-shirts, it's currently on Paramount and Amazon Prime. Check it out. Tell me what y'all think. Y'all already know what it is. It's Tyson, GDM Radio. Holla at me.